that the rector of the church, that the Episcopal Archbishop of Washington and the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church nationally, along with the Catholic bishop of the Archdiocese of Washington, all denounced this police assault on the civil rights and civil liberties of the people.
Did they do that before or after the fire was put in?
So how can you sit here and tell us, why should I investigate the President of the United States if you're not even aware of the facts concerning the President using the pardon or commutation power to swap the silence of a witness?
Because we require a reliable predicate before we open a criminal investigation.
And Mr. Barr, if I
Yeah, but this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
Well,
I waited 45 minutes, an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. We can certainly take a break, but...
You're real clever.
Yeah. after this, if you still want, we'll have a break.
No.
But in fact, you have no evidence that foreign countries can successfully sway our elections with counterfeit ballots, do you?
No, I don't, but I have common sense.
Body right here would rise up if they decided to go tonight and paint the Capitol building?
This body, I'm not sure.